On Sunday, the air was still, the way it is before a storm. We dressed up and rode the wagon to church. Inside the church, it was cool, like a prairie spring, and Caleb fell asleep. Matthew, Maggie, Rose, and Violet, our closest neighbors, sat in front of us. Tom, their baby, turned around and reached out to Sarah. She smiled and took his hand. Papa smiled, too. We all hated to go outside into the sun again. Maggie and Sarah walked to the wagons, shading their eyes against the sun. "Any news?" asked Maggie.
"Selah's having babies," said Caleb. "Lots of babies."
Maggie laughed. "Well, that's big news."
"Come to think of it, I've seen Selah at our house," said Maggie, "with Sam, the orange cat."
Sarah smiled.
"So it's Sam, is it?"
Sarah and Maggie laughed together. Then Sarah reached over and took Tom in her arms. She kissed the top of his head. "I'm surrounded by motherhood," she said softly. I looked up at the way her voice sounded, sad and thoughtful. "A calf due soon," she added, "then kittens." Papa and Matthew came over, Papa's face serious.
"What is it?" asked Sarah. "What's the matter?"
"The church well is down, a whole foot," said Matthew.
"A foot!" exclaimed Maggie. "That's even more than ours."
Papa looked up at the sky.
"What if it doesn't rain?" asked Caleb.
I brushed his arm with my hand as if I were trying to brush away his words.
"It will rain, Caleb," I said.
Tom held out his arms to Papa, and Papa lifted him up, smiling.
"Are those clouds, Tom?" he said. "In the west? Maybe it will rain. Maybe."
"Yes," said Maggie, trying to be cheerful. "It will rain."
Her face looked serious suddenly.
"It will rain," she repeated.
"It's just the time before it rains that is hard. It always is."
We rode home, followed by clouds of dust tossed up by our wagon. The sky was blue. Heat waves rose off the land. As much as Papa wished for it, there were no clouds in the sky.
"Anna! Anna!"
I opened my eyes, and morning sun poured across my quilt. Caleb was there, half-dressed.
"What?" "The calf is born!"